For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. U.S. Senator Roy Blunt toured the state yesterday seeking input from law enforcement officials on how the federal government can best help them cope with major emergency situations. At his first stop in Kansas City, the senator told reporter Steve Bell that his primary focus is not on recent problems in Ferguson.
Senator Blunt said what happened in Ferguson was a series of unfortunate events, the likes of which everyone hopes will never happen again, and added that what's important now is determining what actually happened, not imposing federal standards on managing disturbances.
There are times when the federal government can be helpful to local officials, and I think, frankly, the parallel investigation the Justice Department's doing in the Ferguson situation is helpful as the community seeks to reach a conclusion about what really happened. The Justice Department thinking they could run the local police department would not be helpful.
Blunt said it should be up to local departments to determine what armored vehicles and weapons they need and when officers should don military-style attire. The role of the federal government, he says, is to assist local departments, not supervise them. In Kansas City, I'm Steve Bell.
The University of Missouri has been awarded two federal grants worth more than $830,000 to implement programs on family farms. The Columbia Daily Tribune reported Monday that the U.S. Department of Agriculture Innovation grants will focus on building soil health and wildlife habitat using cover crops. They will also address waste heat recovery in poultry barns. The grant requires that the university match the USDA's contribution for each of the grant recipient projects. About $16 million worth of innovation grants were awarded nationwide. A state conservationist said the grants will help transfer innovative ideas from academia to private farms. A 2% across-the-board pay raise went into effect yesterday for City of Columbia employees. City Manager Mike Mathis says the increase will help raise the salaries of Columbia employees towards the market midpoint after a recent study showed that some of their wages were below the market minimum. He says the 2% pay raise is a nice way to reward city employees after working through the prolonged recession without significant wage increases.
Imagine going 5 years, coming to work, you put in your time, you do great work, and your reward after 5 years is 50 cents an hour. That's a tough thing.
Mathis says inflation was the driving force behind the council's decision, as employees had only been given a 25-cent per hour wage increase twice in the past 5 years. Moores Lake at Columbia's municipal power plant has been rated with high hazard potential by the EPA and said to, quote, probably cause loss of human life. President of the Labadee Environmental Organization, Patricia Shuba, says this rating comes from the ash, waste, and dangers embedded in the pond. Shuba says that people within a two-mile radius can be harmed from the hazardous material in the pond if the pond were to overflow due to rainfall.
Most people have no idea the risk that they're being put at living near one of these sites. So it is important that the public know and that the public have a voice at meetings of, especially a municipal power plant, which is run for the good of the community and the community has input.
Shuba says that people can attend the public meetings that the power plant holds to ask questions and have an impact on the decisions. The University of Missouri, Columbia, and Boone County celebrated the 175th anniversary of the partnership between the three with a celebration at City Hall yesterday. Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid was on hand for the celebration and spoke about the relationship between the university and Columbia.
It's a very symbiotic relationship. I think it's a relationship that can't help but grow and get stronger in the future.
He also speculated the city of Columbia would be a shadow of itself if it had failed to win the bid in 1839 to bring the University of Missouri to Columbia.
I think you can imagine if we had not won that bid, if we had not provided the best incentive, none of us would be here. We'd be in whatever town won the University of Missouri. Might be Jeff City, might be St. Louis, might be Kansas City.
MU Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton was also on hand for the festivities. He believes MU and Columbia, along with Boone County, depend on each other to thrive.
Well, it's vital. We are integrated in so many ways. I mean, we could not exist without a city around us to provide a place for people to live and recreate, nor could the city be here the way it is today without us. We're the biggest economic driver in this town.
After the ribbon-cutting ceremony, spectators admired historic MU artifacts on display inside of City Hall, including a vintage Tiger mascot costume and the grade book of the journalism school's founding dean, Walter Williams. Camdenton Middle School students are digging deeper into their career interests. Principal Dr. Paula Brown has created a program called Areas of Career Interest, where students will spend 50 minutes a day learning more about the future career they are interested in. Brown says she's very excited to work with community members in the development of this program.
I just carved out more time to where we could get a 50-minute section where we could actually take that and make it applicable to, you know, careers, and also to have time to work on actual projects with the community.
Students will have the opportunity to study a variety of careers, including law, government, and horticulture. Brown says students will be able to switch career interests each semester or continue with an interest they feel passionate about. Principal Brown said she developed the program after students expressed an interest in working with the community. The city of Ferguson is giving a second chance to a public relations consultant fired after officials learned of his 2006 reckless homicide conviction in Tennessee. A regional economic development agency terminated its contract with Devin James last week over what it called a, quote, lack of transparency. James called the shooting self-defense. He served 90 days in prison. On Monday, James distributed a news release about the town hall meetings city leaders are convening in hopes of rebuilding community trust after the fatal shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown in early August by Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. James said he is volunteering his services to Ferguson pending a new contract with the city. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.